Here's a candidate for all that stay-at-home reading time on our hands these days, and it's one that may appeal to all the Jane Austen lovers out there. You may recall Pride and Prejudice followed Elizabeth Bennet and her four sisters and their efforts to marry well. Well, spoiler alert, Elizabeth does. She lands the handsome and rich Mr. Darcy and then lives happily ever after. But what about Mary? The bookworm, the serious one, the plainest of the sisters. Did you ever wonder what happened to her? Well, Janice Hadlow did. She has made Mary the star of her first novel, The Other Bennet Sister. And Janice Hadlow joins me now from her home in Edinburgh. Welcome.
Thank you. Lovely to speak to you.
So Mary, we should just state, is not the most immediately compelling heroine. We are introduced to her on the very first page of your book as, and I'll quote, "Mary, the middle daughter, possessed neither beauty, wit, nor charm, but her sisters shone so brightly they seemed to cancel out her failure and indeed eclipse her presence altogether." I mean, it's a devastating statement. So what attracted you to her, to wanting to form a book around her story?
Well, I've been reading Pride and Prejudice on and off since I was about 15, which is quite a long time now. And I think, like everybody else, when I've read it, it's Elizabeth, it's Lizzie, who dazzles your eyes. You can't take your eyes off her. She's such an extraordinary heroine. Austen herself calls her light, bright and sparkling, and that's absolutely right. We all love Lizzie, and possibly quite a lot of us would like to be Lizzie.
Yeah.
I suppose it was only a couple of years ago when I actually began to notice at the edges this rather sad, rather dowdy, rather disliked and dislikable, apparently, character, Mary. At first, she's there in a way, I think, to make everybody else look better. But once you really begin to notice her predicament, it's pretty hard, I think, not to have some sympathy for her.
Yeah, right. And the Mary, the inner life of Mary, as you imagine her, it turns out is nothing remotely boring. She is witty. She is charming. But she does have to grow into that. And you track her as a child and a teenager, but then into her adult life.
Well, I think I didn't want to pretend that actually she was a beauty in disguise. There's never a moment in my book where, but why Miss Bennet? You're really rather beautiful. You know, I think she's a perfectly ordinary looking woman in a family of beauties. And I think that's very tough. And I think that's the starting point for Mary, is understanding how she became who she is. But I think what I've tried to do after that is to put her on the journey that actually every Jane Austen heroine has to go on. And that is, every Jane Austen heroine has to discover who she really is. She goes on a journey, if you like, of self-understanding. And it's only when she's understood who she genuinely is that she's actually ready to decide which is the right man for her, who is the right partner in life for her. So I've tried to put Mary on that same journey.
Did you worry that readers might be turned off by a book that at its premise is about, you know, whether beauty is the be-all and end-all of a woman? And it is the very old-fashioned setting in the English countryside.
I think for me, one of the moments was realizing that when she goes to London, she goes to see her uncle and aunt, the gardeners. And when she does that, that's the point where her transformation starts to happen. Because once she arrives in London, once you arrive in a town, you no longer have to be who you have been in the past. What urban life offers you is the opportunity to remake yourself and to turn yourself into somebody else. You're no longer confined by what everybody else has thought of you for the first 20 years of your life. And I think that's quite a modern sensation. I think that's something we can all identify with. I think finding happiness is a universal desire that transcends period and time. I think we all want that, even 250 years after Austen was writing.
Now, I mentioned this is your first novel. You came to write this after a long career at the BBC. You ran BBC Two, BBC Four. Those are two of the big TV channels in Britain. How long have you had a novel percolating somewhere in the back of your mind?
Oh, forever. Thank you forever. I mean, I don't think I would have had, when I was a lot younger and before I'd had a television career, I don't think I'd have had the courage to do it, because it feels like a very big thing to say, here's what I think, here's my imagination, please enjoy it. That feels like a big ask. It took me a long time working with creative people, understanding, I think, how to order ideas, looking at how people managed a narrative. You know, I've been thinking about that probably for about 15 years, and I learned a lot from working with people in drama or in other forms of television that actually showed you how to tell a story. It gave me a bit of experience, and also I think gave me the feel, now is the time to do it. It's now or never, really. Have a bit of braveness and give it a go.
Yeah. Is that advice you would give to all of us stuck at home right now? I imagine there are a lot of people out there who've decided we have a novel in us.
I think the truth is, you know, the only way you ever find out if that's really true is to sit down and do it. It's very, very easy to keep saying, well, this isn't the right moment. But if there ever is a moment, I suspect this is it.
That is Janice Hadlow talking about her debut novel, The Other Bennett Sister. Janice Hadlow, thanks so much. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.